control, craftsmanship, and what the week revealed. Across the day's most consequential stories, a single question recurred in different registers: who controls technology, and who benefits from that control? The EU chat control vote asked whether governments may mandate surveillance access to private communication infrastructure that mathematically cannot coexist with the encryption protecting it. The John Deere settlement asked whether manufacturers may use proprietary software to prevent the people who physically own equipment from repairing it. Both questions had been contested for years. Both arrived at concrete resolutions on the same Friday. The technical conversations of the day: Rust rewrites of mature C software, the trade-offs between Zig and Rust for systems programming, the case for running AI inference locally rather than through remote servers, were similarly animated by the question of what foundational choices made now will constrain or enable what is possible a decade from now. The Hacker News community's sustained investment in those questions, across hundreds of comment threads, reflects a conviction that architectural decisions carry long-term consequences that market forces alone will not optimize correctly. A correction. In a previous episode, an incorrect claim was made that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian is a landlocked body of water hundreds of miles from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such attacks occurred. The error is acknowledged here, and a commitment to geographic verification before making military claims stands as the corrective standard going forward. The day's feed also surfaced stories at human scale. The Damn Interesting blog contemplating its future, a beloved independent publication whose 290-point Hacker News entry reflected genuine reader affection. Alongside OpenAI model releases and European Parliament votes, the community's attention to independent creators and small publications is part of what distinguishes it as a curatorial force. Everything discussed in today's coverage originated in the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com, where the comment threads behind each story carry depth that no summary can fully render.